Track 34.
I'd like to welcome Dr. Lee, an expert in chronobiology, who is with us in the studio this evening. Dr. Lee, I wonder if you could begin by telling us what chronobiology is exactly.
Yes, of course. Chronobiology is quite a young science. It studies how the bodies of animals are regulated by a kind of clock that tells them when it is best to do certain things, both physical things and mental things.
Do you study humans, too?
Yes, of course. Humans are very sensitive to two hormones that are called melatonin and cortisol. These hormones affect how tired we feel. We have discovered, for example, that in the early hours of the morning, when most people are asleep, our body temperatures are at their lowest. This is the time when it's very easy to make mistakes, mistakes of judgment. So people like doctors, for example, who often have to work night shifts, need to be very careful.
I imagine that the time we eat is very important.
Absolutely. Our sense of taste and smell is at its best between 6 and 8 p.m., so it's not surprising that many people have dinner at that time.
Does that mean that I shouldn't eat later in the evening?
No, not necessarily. But the stomach doesn't work well at night, so it's best to eat earlier. However, the liver tends to work better after about 8 p.m., so that's the best time for alcoholic drinks. Different parts of the body work better at different times of the day. The skin, for example, grows most during the night between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., so it's important that we don't go to bed too late.
Are there any other important times we should know about?
Well, at the start of the day, the number of white blood cells you have is low, so that's not a good time to meet people with contagious diseases.
Oh, I'll try to remember that.
The best time for remembering is early in the afternoon. This is when the body is slow, but the mind is quick. If you're learning a foreign language, for example, this is the time to do it, but leave your physical exercise until later, towards 4 or 5 o'clock. If you want to play a game of tennis, do it after you've learned your irregular verbs.
Okay. And when's the best time for interviews?